Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Time and defending 7A state champion Bryant Hornets football team.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Justin!
Hunger? Let's do it.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Yeah, Justin Moore was performing last night. Did you see the open by JR?
Oh.
Yeah, I sent it to you on Instagram. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you texted. Yeah, okay, yeah. Very good. No wonder I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I've not had a good connection since last night.
The Justin, we've got the open of his handler saying all of his opens, really good stuff. We'll convert that to one montage.
We'll convert that to an MP3.
Well, listen, we've been trying to get Pat Bradley in the show this week. I think we finally got him, Roger. Let's. By the way, too, looks like Herbert still in the lead by two strokes. Shot a 62. Burns also shot a 62. He's at in fourth place. So it's a full leaderboard. A lot of action still to go. But let's bring in our man PB.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero, turn mower, and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys, what are we doing?
Oh, man, just wrapping up, getting ready to wrap up a Friday show. We've had a fun week. We started the week in Atlanta, Georgia at NASCAR. We went to Dallas to be part of the Cliff Harris Award over at the Star in Frisco. Did the show at his house. Again, back to Little Rock yesterday, the night before last, and getting ready to go to Tampa for SEC Media Days this weekend and next week, man. It never stops.
You guys are on one this week.
We
love
are,
Love Cliff
man.
Harris. Love the pictures.
Yes, yes.
I saw Roger was very intense as Cliff was telling his stories. Very intense.
Roger was in heaven, man.
I was in cowboy heaven, bro. And then hearing Cliff talk about some of the stomping grounds in Hot Springs where he grew up, and then where I did, obviously, and just go, wow, I've bonded with this Hall of Famer. It was a fun time.
What high school did he go to?
He's a good dude, too. He's
went to Desark.
Desark.
Yeah, that's where Christian is from.
Desark, okay.
Well, he went to Desark.
Yeah, he went there his last year.
Last year,
it was his
right.
Senior good year. His yeah. senior year, there was a fella down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, for those that may know, Q Byram Hurst. It was Q Byram
yeah,
Hurst.
Yeah, heard the name.
He and Cliff were going up against each other at Hot Springs High.
How about that?
Absolutely. And Cliff decided to go to Desark.
His son, Matt, is a fantastic athlete, too. Played football there.
Another good dude. Comes from good stock. He met...
athlete.
Talked with Matt, met his wife, Kate, and then, of course, Cliff and Karen inviting us into their house. And they have not checked done any inventory in Cliff's office.
How was the coffee, Roger? How was the coffee?
You know, I didn't have any.
I didn't have any
that morning. I've had some issues. I think it's an iceberg lettuce issues that I've had.
Wow.
Do want to remind everybody, too.
Breaking news. Roger doesn't drink coffee anymore.
When we get through with Pat, we've got to do our Justin Moore Finish the Lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. And we're actually doing... Pat, Joe Nichols' new song, C'est la vie. It's really, have you had a chance to meet Joe, Pat?
I think back in the day, but obviously very familiar with Joe, Sonny in 75, right? And
I think that's one of his, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. What's the other one, Roger? Broken Heartsville.
Broken Heartsville's fantastic.
I think The Unstoppable was his first hit.
Unstoppable.
He does a duet with Justin Moore when they were both at What is the name of the town that we went to?
I can't
we went
remember.
To Alabama for a George Jones tribute, and George Jones did a song of a few good country boys out there, and he did it with Randy Travis. And so Joe and Justin are singing the Randy Travis and George Jones parts, and then Randy Travis comes up on stage, is helped up on stage. It's a fantastic duet. Justin does a great job on that, and I really like Joe Nichols. He's a good dude, too. Great singer.
So coming up, if you want to win two tickets to the this weekend, Pat, we've got the Great Arkansas Beer Rock City Margarita Fest.
I think we may have gave away our last.
Oh, is that it?
Let's not tease it.
Are you sure?
Let me go look.
On that. And
listen, the point, and there's nobody listening to The Zone about this stuff. Right? I mean, get some of this.
Yeah, to see if Phil's going to give his away. If not, we'll take him. It's Saturday at the State House Convention Center, sponsored by Oakland and Tito's Handmade Vodka. You've been to this before, Pat, 3,000 people.
Oh, it's a great event.
Yeah,
great event.
It is. Hey, Pat, so we had Joe Kleinen this week. What do you think about the commitment of the big 6'11 kid who is going to reclassify?
I love it. You know, it's funny how Coach Cal continues to add to this roster, and a lot has been made over the last couple of years, and even Coach Musk was the same way, where they talked about, hey, I'm only playing 7-8 guys. And now you see Coach Cal stockpiling a lot of these guys. And I think a big part of that is now you get 5 years. And yes, you know, then make an NIL. So I think it's a little bit easier to talk to these players and say, hey, you can, and the new redshirt rule is beneficial because there's no redshirt rule. Scratch that. So you don't have to be redshirted. You can come play in college, make your NIL, compete for minutes, and we can use you. You know, you might play a few games in November, a few games in December, maybe work your way in January, February, March. So a lot of those rule changes, it's kind of interesting where now you have more options with these guys. And, you know, so Coach Cal's always been a guy where most coaches are like, I'm not promising you anything. So it's just, it's going to be interesting to watch who does emerge. Because when you get to March, obviously you can't play, you know, 12 guys. But you could play 10. Coach Richardson played, you know, 10 guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all mesh with each other. But he's got size. He's got obviously some talented guys in the backcourt. So I like it.
Yeah.
If I'm a fan, Baz, I'm like, yeah, he can. I mean, he's not settled on anybody. Like, he's continuing to bring people in, and that's great for competition and shows to me that he's not done. He'll bring in anybody.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, he's the only thing about it, you know, he really preached about how, you know, I'm having to face guys that are, you know, got three kids and they're 25 years old and they're experienced and he acts like, you know, and so it's sort of going against that whole line of discussion that he would have. But hey, that's Cal. He's going to bring in, you know, super NBA talent. And listen, can he figure out a way to make them play well enough to get him to a national championship game? We'll see. And Cal, we trust for now. I think it's certainly.
I'd love to hear that conversation where he goes from I've made $1 billion for people in the NBA to I win a national championship every year with my players.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Pat, are you going to pay attention to the World Cup this weekend, or are you tapped out on that?
No, I you know, Messi, obviously, he's, from what they say, the best ever, which is wild that we're watching the best ever.
Yes.
You know, Pele, I was a youngster, so I didn't really get a chance to watch Pele.
Yes.
Who I always thought was maybe the best ever, but I think it's one of those times in history, unless, you know, we're being prisoners of the moment, but they say Messi's the best, so I guess we're lucky to be able to watch the best soccer player of all time.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to watch. watch, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be down in. I'm going to be with Bill Vickery Sunday, Roger, and Saturday, Pat, for SEC Media Day. So we're down there. So he's going to try to find a place down there. I imagine the large markets. There'll be some big watch parties here in Arkansas because there's a lot of soccer fans out there. But yeah, I think you got to pay attention to it because it should be a good match.
I'll pay attention to it now this year, just like anything else, because we. We had a dog in the hunt.
Had a dog in the hunt, he says.
A little further down the line, you know.
Had a dog.
Today,
well, something else. I mean, it's the best. If the guy's the best ever, you got to pay attention to it.
That's right. That's exactly right. I agree with that. Today also, Pat, is National Tattoo Day. Does Pat Bradley have a tattoo? I don't recall seeing a tattoo on you of all the nights when you spent the night at my house.
I never got a tattoo. I was going to get a tattoo on my chest. Of a double barrel shotgun on one side, shooting a basketball on the other side of my chest.
He's so good.
I just never could bring myself to do it. Never could.
It's tough to pick out the type of shotgun you want.
I was in Vegas one night and almost got to points. I'm going to go do this in Vegas. And then I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And I figured my parents would not be happy about it. I'm 60, 50 years old and
You know what? There's still a part of us that. Want to make sure, how will our parents react on certain things like that?
Well, I'm blessed to still have parents. Yeah, it wouldn't be great to tick off your 80-year-old parents. It's good to go.
Go ahead, Pat.
I had a buddy of mine. I don't know if you guys ever remember. This is, I don't know, 30 years ago. It was sort of a lot of guys were getting the chain link.
Yes.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
On their arm.
Okay.
So, right. My buddy, he didn't have enough money to get it going all the way around his arm. Right. So he had like half of a chain link going around his bicep. And he has since removed it. But I honestly, if I do get a tattoo, it's going to be on my neck or my inside of my forearm. It's the only two places I get it.
Baz is looking to get the male or the adult Razorback with three or four little piggies trailing behind it on the small of his back, which I think is pretty cool to get that done.
Listen,
because y'all could pull it off, or you could both get HOFers because you're both in the Hall of Fame.
I tell you, we got some people that sent us Razorback.
You talking about the tramp stamp?
Yes.
Yeah, they have sent us their Razorback tattoos, and there's a couple out there. This one guy sent it, and it's big. It covers his whole thigh.
Yeah,
it covers his whole thigh. That was through the AME.
That's my thing. Like, my brother's got a tattoo on his thigh. He's got a couple tattoos, but one is on his thigh, and it's like nobody can see it.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just think that's why I go neck. I would go neck tattoo. I'll be honest with you.
I thought about that too, Pat. But people, we're doing. You and I do TV, and that not always is.
Why you wear mock turtlenecks or something? And in the winter, you wear a scarf. Nobody's gonna know. Listen, how do they do it? What do they use? They use body sleeves
body
or
paint,
whatever.
Yes.
In the movies, of course. Now they can use all kinds of stuff. But I would always thought if I ever got a tattoo, I wanted it to be the coolest one ever. What could that be? I don't know what it could be.
Pat, I do want to thank Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter for sponsoring Pat. Yeah, we've been to Cabot Outdoors. They're good folks up there. And Bath Fitter, they've just posted some new pictures from our bathtub races. Yeah. Check it out on social media.
Pat, you don't do enough social media, Pat.
I know. I got to get back on it. You're absolutely right. I need to. I'm going to go heavy. That's what I'm going to do. What is this? July?
Why don't you take? Listen. 14, why don't you take 15? What's the term I'm looking for? Take a little piece of what Baz is doing.
Initiative.
Well, Baz does something every morning, and that has dovetailed into
Facebook Live.
Every event that he goes to. He does a Facebook Live.
I've been doing a lot of that.
It would be awesome if you were to do one of those before you go into the studio, to do your
for SEC stuff.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to start tweeting, Facebooking, Insta, TikToking.
Make sure to do that before,
like an animal.
Before 8 o'clock at night, Pat. By the way, Pat, did you hear Justin Moore got back? He's been
That's when I have my that's when I'm my most creative.
Justin just got back from rehab. He's been in rehab for 30 days. So he's back and he's using his platform to encourage others.
Ooh.
And our buddy Justin Moore.
Justin Moore.
You don't listen to
rehab.
Yeah, he went to rehab for 30 days. Yeah, and of course, you know, Tommy did.
Tommy
and did. Roger did. So we're calling our show and said, Morning Man, Morning Rehab.
Yeah, that's and right. So, that's right. But and then after SEC Media Days. And after SEC Media Days, maybe
that
a couple
didn't call
of
me back.
That's probably why.
Why he didn't call me back at 3 a.m.?
Justin, probably so. He didn't have his phone for 30 days. But it's good to see him clean and clear, Raj, right? And he's focused and said he wants to use his platform to help others. He just said his drinking got out of control.
Yeah.
And he just said he couldn't beat it himself. So we're saluting Justin. He was in Green Bay last night. Salute. So anyway, I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I want to keep you in the loop on that. Yeah. So
now you're loopified.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, listen. Have a wonderful weekend. Glad we got you on Friday. Thanks again to Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. And we'll talk to you next week. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. All right, boys. Love you.
By the way, next week, Pat, we've got the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, and Steph Curry's coming into town to be a part of that. Did you hear about that?
How about that?
He's a heck of a player, that Steph Curry, isn't he?
Yeah. So, there's a chance he might be doing a clinic this summer at the Summerwood Sports, you know? I mean, you had the opportunity. I don't know.
It's the golf tournament.
Is it Maumelle?
Fly in.
Maumelle, CC.
This Friday.
Come on.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, Pat.
I'll do it.
All right, brother. Love you, man.
Count me in. See you.
Hey, speaking of Summerwood, the last chance I'll be able to tell you about the new store on Albert Pike down from Bradford Marine. I want to say it's the Mountain Pine. I kept wanting to say it's not cut off or whatever. It's a Mountain Pine Junction there in Hot Springs. That's a new family market store. And through this weekend, get that Big River Rewards card. Doesn't cost you anything. You'll save money for the rest of your life going to Family Market Store. You get that rewards card. $3.27 for a gallon of gas. That's what it'll get you. And it's always got a nickel or a dime off every day.
Yeah, Randy Allison went by there today with his wife. And right near his place out there. Well, aren't we doing a show out there soon?
We'll be out there. Yeah, we were supposed to have already done it prior to the open, but... Some of our adventures and other things had bumped it a little bit. So I want to say maybe the 6th of August. I don't know what day of the week that is.
It's coming up.
I ought to be here in a minute and a half.
Libby Lloyd sends us a message. Hey, guys, Little Rock has a fantastic shot at winning this Best Culinary Towns of the South. People can go and vote more than once. It's thelocalpalate.com, thelocalpalate.com. So we're in the hunt for that. I don't know who else is up for that, but voting is at 12 o'clock today. So. Okay. Obviously, we've got some great food places here. Of course, we've gone to five of them, four of them that have been open 100 years.
What are you going
to
do?
Dixie Pig in Blytheville is next.
Yeah, down in Tampa. You got any food places?
I think Bill's got some places picked out. Roger, we've got two things left to do on the show. We've got to talk to Big Sarge coming up after 9:30, and we have to do our Justin Moore Finish the Lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton.
Right.
So go ahead. It's 9:23. Let's go ahead and just give an example, Roger. Go ahead and play. This is a song, even though it's not Justin Moore, it's C'est La Vie, Joe Nichols' new song.
Right.
Just came out last night, and it's probably got a good chance of really hitting the top, or at least the top 10, I would imagine.
I think so. I think it's got the right formula. It's a big sound. This first art sounds like a Shania Twain song.
It does. And then Roger will give you an example how we... Now, you've got to Google the lyrics for C'est La Vie. S-A-Y-L...
S-A-Y... space L-A space V.
Not how you actually spell C'est La Vie, but that's how we say it.
That's how you say it in Saline County, boy. Here's how we're going to do this. Watch this, and then we'll go to break.
I stayed up all night trying to find the perfect words. So I could say it once and you'd know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait one more day. Oh, before I lose them, I want to get right to them and say what I need to say. C'est la vie, get you on the flip side, 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye, pick whichever one fits you. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
It's a great play on it because this is a dude who's leaving the chick as opposed to the chick leaving said dude. Now, here's the deal. Whenever you play the song, I'm going to pull it down, and then you have to sing right where I pull down. Get enough of it in that we know you know what you're talking about or singing about, and you'll win. So here's
it will be great Arkansas Beer Festival.
Oh, we got it. Here we go. A barman
sings. There it is right
there. C'est la vie. Catch you on the flip side. One, two, three. Anyway, all you gotta do is read the lyrics. You got the lyrics right in front of you.
That's right. And then I'll put it back up.
Whoa.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in sports, the World Cup third place game will be between England and France tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Fox. Then the World Cup final between Argentina and Spain will be on Sunday. Argentina is going for its fourth World Cup as they previously won in 1978, 1986, and 2022. Meanwhile, for Spain, this will be their second World Cup win, their only one previously being in 2010. Spain's defense has been stifling in the World Cup as they have allowed just one goal the entire tournament. Argentina have not been as dominant, mounting last-second wins in a number of games. Kickoff will be at 2 on Fox in New Jersey. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park after the All-Star break tonight at 7:05 against the Wichita Wind Surge. Radio coverage for the game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot weather for our Friday. 94 degrees or high temperature this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75, and partly cloudy for Saturday. Also a 10% chance of a shower or storm and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway sales event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right. Gotta get this thing juiced up, man.
We're juiced.
9:30 on. Oh, a little Christian singing there.
All right, we still have to, in just a few minutes, we're going to play Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. And all you have to do is look up the lyrics and play them and sing them. Not difficult to do for two tickets worth $100 to this weekend's big get-together down at the State House Convention Center, the Great Arkansas Beer and Rock City Margarita Fest, brought to you by Oaklawn and Tito's, Hemme Vodka. So $100 worth of tickets. Two tickets worth $50 a piece. That's all you got to do.
Hey, Baz just made a psycho move, everybody. He told you yesterday about the way he eats all kinds of foods by taking a bite out of an apple, leaving it on the counter for 6 or 7 minutes. It starts turning colors, and he picks it back up. Takes him all day long. Takes him an entire show to eat a candy bar, protein bar. Takes him all show
long. I take my time
enjoying
it.
On the way eating a hamburger the other day, coming back from Texas, he takes a couple of bites, wraps it back up, puts it in the console. I'm talking about the armrest. Then he opens it up, puts it in there.
French fries and give me something to drink, and then go back to the burger.
A few minutes later, goes to get to psycho, and now he's even gotten more psycho. These lifesaver size mints, individually wrapped mints that Steve Qualls from Design Lab gave us because he got us hooked on them in Atlanta.
The
spearmint mints. Christian saw it. He took one out of the package. We're talking about the spearmint mints the size of a lifesaver, a dime. He bit it in half, put the other half down, and started chewing on the half he put in his mouth. He put half of it down.
I wasn't ready to take the whole thing. I just wanted to take part of it.
Get that audio. Make sure you get that audio and separate that one. But nobody does that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I know you
and
do.
You know what? You might enjoy your lifesaver a little bit more.
Colonel Hager, you got to keep an eye on this one. He's demonstrating psycho.
He's eating them also.
Yeah. Do you not eat lifesavers?
They're all in your mouth.
Let's go to Big Sarge, who's got a show on Sunday. See if he's got lifesavers during his show. What's up, Sarge? How are you?
Hey, morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. How was the Christmas show this past Sunday?
Well, let's just say Santa gave out 20 gifts, and I'm the elf, so I've been delivering the last 2 days. So it was highly successful. I think there's 6 lines there, Roger, and all 6 lines stayed busy for 2 hours. So it was fun. It's something we give back to the community. It's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Sarge. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, we're going to do catch up Sunday. So we didn't talk much fishing last Sunday. So we got a whole bunch of fishing to catch up with. If y'all been listening to the governor, she put out last week, it was on the news, that $54 billion came to tour or came through Arkansas, spent money.
I mean, $54 million.
And a lot of it.
Million.
Yeah. And anyway, so we're, you know, a lot of it's about hot springs, you know, Lake Washita, Lake Hamilton, and we get that. But this Sunday, we're going to talk about the hidden gems in Arkansas. And to start with, it's like Kings River, Mulberry River. Mountain Home has Sillamore River. These are rivers that are super cold, 55-degree water. They still, you can fish them. You can have fun. So we're going to talk that piece, Baz. If you know Lance Ransom with the Travelers,
yes,
he's the mouth of the field down there. I've got him coming in. He comes in now and then when he's got something special. So I've got to read this real quick. I know y'all got things to do.
Sure.
Star Wars is tomorrow. So tomorrow night, kids take over. They got all kinds of stuff going on with Star Wars. They got games. And I know, listen, it's going to be super hot next week. But get this. Next Sunday, if it hits 100 degrees, everybody gets in free. So that's pretty cool.
It is cool. Do the fish bite less when it's this hot? Is it more difficult to catch fish?
Well, you know, people are led to believe that. But let me tell you something. They got to eat. And so, yeah, it may slow them down a little bit. You just got to find them. Okay? You just got to go out there and find them. And we're going to talk that piece. Crankbait is a big deal. Jigs, a big deal going on. And then, like, these creeks that I was telling you about, they're hot right now. And the Arkansas River is hot. So We're going to talk that piece. Night fishing is really fun to do. You just got to be really careful. We're going to talk that piece. I've got all my pro guys calling in. I got pro talk. So we're going to do Operation Catch-Up this Sunday, and I just appreciate you boys letting me on and kind of doing a recap.
All right, well, sounds good. You know, but matter of fact, too, Sarge, I will be with Bill Vickery following your show on Sunday. I'll be down in Tampa for the SEC Media Days, and so he and I will do our show together following you down there. So look forward to you guys setting the tempo for the rest of the day for us.
Well, I see Bill every Sunday morning unless he's off, and he's always a hoot. I like to advertise that Bill the Thrill's coming in, so
I got you.
He's always fun to listen to. And, of course, having you on there is going to be a plus. So, everybody have a good weekend. It's going to be super hot. And remember this safety tip, Bass. If you're on the water and you're fishing and it's 100 degrees, the first symptom of a heat casualty is dizziness. Just remember that.
Okay.
And if you feel dizzy, you got to sit down, grab some water, and chill out. We're going to talk that piece, too.
Very nice. All right, Sarge, thanks. We'll hear you on Sunday, buddy.
Thanks, Sarge.
Fish in Arkansas.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Rick Schaefer says he's on the phone, wants to tell everybody that says you eat weird something.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So my dad was in the Navy. This is one of our messages. He got 3 tattoos in Hong Kong in the 70s. He always told me you can't get drunk enough for them to not hurt. I actually had 3 now myself after my dad passed. There you go. Roger, let's play the open for our Finish the Lyric, please.
Finish all the lyrics. Hey,
Christian,
brother.
Did you get the updated sponsor?
I did.
You did? Okay, good, great.
Right, hold on. Let me get the line there. Where is it, Christian? Where is it?
Friday.
Yeah, I had the page. I've got to get a new board. I've got to get a new system up here.
I turned it orange.
There it is.
Wow.
Where is it? Find it. There it is right there. Thank you so much. In 3, so and so.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Higgins Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of discounted Ram trucks ready to roll and great pre-owned vehicles, Higgins has something for you. Check them out at HigginsMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Yeah. All right, so here we go, Roger. We need to contest it. 661-1037. You can win $100 worth of tickets to the event this Saturday. If you don't want to go, you can actually give your ticket to somebody else. Great Arkansas beer.
I'm sure.
Rock City Margarita Fest this Saturday. I think the time is, I have to go back, like 4 to 7, I think, something like that. You can find out the exact time. But 3,000 people will be there. It gives you access to have a ton of different kind of drinks, both beer and margaritas, of course. So 661-1037. Play the song a little bit. This is the song you've got to match it up to.
Sing it if you know it. And it'd be real easy to do that, because Google S-A-Y space L-A space V. That's it. It's Joe Nichols. I'm going to stop it on the chorus, and you're going to sing it. Listen to how Baz and I do it.
I stayed up all night trying to find the perfect words, so I could say it once and you know how I feel for sure.
Come on, Baz.
It's been weighing on me, girl, and I can't wait one more day. All before I lose them, I want to get right to them and say what I need to say.
C'est la vie. Catch you on the flip side, 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split ya. Bon voyage.
Adios.
I like those, but the one I love the most is
I'll call you. Don't call me. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. You guys just won tickets to the Great Arkansas Beer Festival.
We won, Roger. We're going.
Woo-hoo!
Yes! That's exact. 661-1037. Is that the number?
661-1037. It's so easy.
We're saying here. Here. It's the easiest game we play. No one ever loses our game. Except when you play match game with the guy in the office that talks like a cat and you don't choose him.
Here we go.
A barman sings.
C'est la vie.
Catch you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split ya. Bon voyage. Adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I'll call you. Don't call me. C'est la vie.
Listen, I predict that will be a number one song.
Well, I predict it will go far. Did you know what? I heard that, what's the one by Toby Keith, or Red, White, and Blue, got back on the charts, and I think went higher on the charts this 4th of July than it did when it was originally out.
Wow.
And it said that he didn't have any number ones. Is that true?
Toby Keith?
Yeah.
No.
He had to have,
no.
He had to have 20 of them, didn't he?
Yeah, I think at least 20.
Goodbye. Pick whichever one hits you. But don't let the Lord hit you where the good Lord split you.
Adios.
Who's this?
Don Ray.
Huh?
Don Ray.
Hey, Don Ray, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. You ready to play, Don Ray?
Yes.
All right. Don Ray, here it is. You know what you're playing for, yes?
No.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. you're playing for the fun of it. We're going to give you some prizes to win. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go, Don Ray. I stayed up all night trying to find the wrong words.
So I could say it once and you know how I feel for sure. It's been weighing on me, girl. Can't wait one more day.
All right, Don Ray, here we go.
I'm gonna get right to him and say what I need to say.
Don Ray, go.
Yes.
Go.
It's not quite.
I didn't hear it.
You couldn't hear the song? You can't hear the song, Don Ray?
Well, maybe if you'd close the windows.
I'm kind of surprised. You look so surprised.
Are you still there, Don Ray?
Yes.
Are you parachuting right now?
Something on the side. A little loud there. One more time. We're going to give you another shot, Don Ray.
Are you in the back of a pickup truck?
Or in the open cockpit jet. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, Don Ray.
The magic of radio.
Don Ray. Don Ray, are you there? Can you hear us?
Barely.
Are you inside a canning booth?
It's so loud there. Do you know how the game? How we play the game?
She has no idea why she called. Do you want me to get Rick Steele?
What's that? Say that again, Don Ray.
Yeah.
Don Ray, are you driving?
I'm driving.
Okay, you're driving. Are you driving right now?
No.
I heard somebody say no. Are you being held captive?
Yeah. Blink if you're in trouble.
Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, Don Ray. We appreciate you calling, Don Ray.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I mean, say hello to anybody that's on the moon with you right now. That is crazy.
Do you think she knew what she called?
I don't know if she had any clue what she was
doing. No, I think she's probably... She
heard a phone number and she's...
Your first clue should have been when she told you she listens to Bob Robbins every day.
Chris Kane's listening on his drive to Minnesota. Said best segment ever.
Oh, no doubt, Chris.
You know, you knew Chris Rogers. So,
Yeah. I have no
Can you
idea.
Hear us? No? Can you, do you know what you're doing?
It's very tough for her to hear us as she is handcuffed in the trunk of a car going down 30, I guess.
We're glad Don Ray's
We're
listening.
Glad Don Ray's listening. We hope you're safe and that you are jump out of your captive's way.
I do want to say thanks to Hagen's Dodge for sponsoring that.
We
even
sure
though we did
do.
Not get a winner, they're in Morrilton. Go by and see them this weekend if you want to.
Oh, and by the way, c'est la vie, Don. So that was
Hey, today it's a year ago, 10 years ago, Roger. Everybody, Judd Deere's listening, said that was incredible. I'm laughing so hard. 10 years ago on this day, Kim Eubanks and I were in the back of a pickup truck in San Diego. Remember this, Roger?
I remember that. That's where Don and Ray is right now, the back of a pickup truck. I remember that right there. R.J. Hawk stayed behind, didn't he? RJ stayed behind at the hotel or the apartment.
I think that's when we just landed. We were trying to find transportation, I think, and or is it? I don't know.
No, we were driving in the back of a pickup truck.
Well, where were we going? Do you know?
To go to the hotel, or yeah, to go to the home, right? Yes. Don's got me screwed up. Now I don't even know where the hell I was. All I'm hearing right now is air going through my ears. Good Lord!
Did you hear the guy on the?
Because I've got that picture.
I know. Did you hear the guy on the other side going?
Yeah.
He just says,
"Dude,
honey, put that phone down."
That was Phil Hendry. Hey, call them boys. I told you, ask for Rick Steele. He's on the point.
Oh my gosh! We'll come back and wrap things up. What a week! What a week it's been. Atlanta, Dallas, Tampa tomorrow. Whoa. I'm glad you've been. Y'all have been with us.
You're a beast.
Y'all have been with us along the way, Roger. Right, and we've had a fun time.
Absolutely.
And summer adventure, thanks to Oakland. We got more to go.
You know what? And I got to throw this out. Where is? Let me find this real quick.
Oh, this is good, little Bob Seger. This is what I'm talking about.
You got to love some Bob Seger, don't you?
And I fire want
you
down to below
know that just because that happened does not mean anything negative. Because Don Ray, this goes out to you.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's right. All right, don't go away.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up for the Cabot Police Department Foundation Serve and Shine Car Show. Saturday at the NLC Cabot parking lot on West Main Street. All makes and models welcome. Food trucks, trophies, and free admission for spectators. Get registered Saturday for $25. Don't miss the Cabot Serve and Shine Car Show. Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, it's Shark Month 2 at Guatney Buick GMC. Shark Month promises the biggest deals of the year and ready to take a bite out of your payment. New Invistas starting at under $24,000. Sink your teeth into Sierra 1500s, up to $15,000 off MSRP. Sharks can smell a deal for miles around, like all new Buicks on the lot at 0.9. Are you underwater? Let's trade. Canyons at just $249 per month and Sierras at 0%. It's Shark Month 2. And you're going to need a bigger truck. Call Guatney Buick GMC at 501-945-4444. Guatney Buick GMC.
5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Stock number 32616, 32661. Some offers require qualifying trade-in. Canyon is a low-mileage lease. All offers with approved credit.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Moir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
And the match is about to begin.
Most of the team is out with COVID-19, so there'll be some substitutes tonight.
What's this? We have an unexpected guest on the field.
It's a dog, but they could do with extra players.
She's going for the ball.
Are front paws, hands or feet?
Soccer season is full of surprises, and COVID-19 could be one of them. If you test positive, prescription medications may help. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Learn more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888. At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong. Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood.
All right, wrapping up things here on this Friday, July 17th. Fun show today. Thanks to everybody for participating. Heather Baker, Steve Qualls, David Dunovant, Pat Bradley, Big Sarge, Hawks Holmes. And, of course, Hawks Holmes sponsored our movie review of... First Blood. If you missed
which
it,
which is wild, you know.
Christian Weavers had a professional movie review. Little did we know that we had a professional movie reviewer.
Do you want to do?
I am a movie watcher.
You are. You've watched. I bet you watched 10 times more movies than I.
Yeah. Again, Mensa Mornings. Weaver.
That is good. It was good. That was our recommendation, just to go back and have some fun watching the 1982 movie. So Christian gave it a four Morning Mayhems, and Roger and I gave it five. Tomorrow I'll hit the road to Tampa, hang out with Bill Vickery. We'll do the show Sunday morning with him. The Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery from 10 to 12 at a location of his choice. And then we'll start broadcasting from the site of the SEC Media Days. So we'll see all the schools, basically, how many? There's 16, so there's... So it's four per day, I think. And so we'll have 12 schools before we get to Arkansas. I think that's right. See, is that right? 16, is that the math? Yeah, 4 times 4, 16, that's correct. And Ryan Silverfield will be on with us Thursday. And Razorbacks are not going to get a lot of love this week. That's the bottom line. They're not going to get a lot of attention. And so be it.
You've never come back from there... And told us anything.
No. It's really, you know, you got your three guys going. Caden Kittler, who's a center, and Quincy Rhodes Jr., who is the defensive end, and then Sutton Smith, the running back who's transferred from Memphis. Yeah, I did think it was interesting. Roger brought up how come Braylon Russell wasn't asked to go. Mm-hmm. You got a guy who transferred in, and that is a statement. That is a statement, because this will be Braylon Russell's third year.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't know.
All three of those guys are seniors.
I don't know.
What they're taking, they're all three seniors.
That's always your thing. That's right. Well, what is he?
I think Russell is a third year.
He's a junior, right?
Isn't that crazy? And the only other – I don't know what his numbers were. I didn't pay that much attention to it because, you know, I usually – I'm an idea man. I think the best thing about Braylon Russell right now is the fact that he's been there for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's it.
Curtis says, my favorite line from Rambo, he had to eat things that would make a billy goat puke. That, listen, that was a great line. Somebody said the call from Don Ray was a true Morning Mayhem Hall of Fame call if I've ever heard one.
There's no doubt.
It was. Someone says, Randall says, I think a local nursing home calls y'all weekly for phenylalanine. It just hands a phone to whichever resident is closest. Oh, my gosh. Somebody said, that was hilarious. Saved Don Ray. Roger's cracking me up. Somebody said Toby Keith had 20 number one hits.
Okay, I knew that when I heard that. There's no way that he didn't have any. But that song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, picked back up on the charts this past 4th of July.
Phil's connected, by the way, on one of them.
Okay, what's that, Roger?
Someone else said parachuting.
Hey, good morning, Phil. How are you?
Morning. Hey, good, guys. Over at the Hurricane Golf Course and Country Club. And today for the Bryant Hornets fundraiser, with football season coming up shortly, we're going to be talking a lot about the Bryant Hornets, which is, of course, we know, one of the most successful programs in the entire state and just about all the sports.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, Phil, in the Democrat Gazette today. They've won two consecutive 7A state titles and seven of the past eight overall state titles. And of course, there, you know, you talk about, you know, winning a lot of state titles, PA, Pulaski Academy, Greenwood. But I'll tell you, in the highest classification, it's impressive what Bryant has built. They're apparently going to maybe play one of the national champions from last year in high school, St. Francis, out of I think it's Baltimore. It's Baltimore. So yeah, they didn't have much of a drop off at any from Buck James to Quad Sanders. So it's been impressive. For
that's
sure.
Right. We'll plan on visiting with Coach Sanders and any of the other Bryant coaches that stop by. I got Bubba Carpenter calling in at 11:30 to see what he thinks about the draft and what it's done to the Hogs and the new baseball rules in college that are going to be debuted this next year. So it's going to be another busy Friday. And then I'm off next week, so I'm real excited.
Yeah, that's right. You get a week off, and Anchorage will be back. And so that will be fun. By the way, Quad Sanders was a high school Bros Award winner when he was under
It really is. I mean, to go and win one championship after a Hall of Famer like Buck James leaves is one thing, but to go back and to stay in there consistently for a couple of years is a testament to how good a coach he is as well.
Yeah, next week, Phil, is talking week, and we'll be over there in Tampa for the week, so having fun, and we'll still do a lot of our own programming, but we'll have some special guests down there, including, you know, Greg Sankey and Gene Chizik and a few others.
You take more than just black clothing down there.
I may take this white
shirt. I don't know why you don't, bud. You look good. Great show. Great week, as
great
always.
Great week, Roger. Great job, buddy. Great week. Christian, great job, as always.
Great job, Christian.
Thanks, guys.
Only flaw was giving Rambo a 4, but that's okay.
Strength and honor. Everybody, thanks for listening. We can't do it without you. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen.